Do you want to begin living and not just existing? Do you want to live on and walk out purpose? We don't profess to have all the answers, but let us point you to Him that does. Welcome to the end of your search for a friendly church broadcast, where the pastor and teacher, T.A. Hodge, of the Regular Baptist Church presides. We believe in the teaching, preaching, and studying of the Word of God, where all things are possible. Now here is Pastor Hodge.
You are good, and I want to see you. We celebrate our sick, and we surrender to you, God. In Jesus' name, God, take over, manifest yourself, send your word, God. As we get out of the way, God, it is all about you, Master. In Jesus' name, amen.
When we think about the topic almost
many of us can reflect on the passage in our life and our outlook that you were started off right before you got to the door. Something happened. In life, you get ready to do something. Paperwork still not right. Got to the first thing, you were given the okay right at the lock of the country. Something happened. You were almost there. Many people getting their calls and traveling and driving, trying to get to a destination. Something happens to slow them down. The time that you thought you could make, you was almost there. Then there's times when in your marriage everything was going fine. Right at the next stage, getting ready to go into it, family was almost there. Something there. Almost there is important. Cause it means that you came from somewhere else. And what happens when you come from somewhere else trying to get to another place? Things happen. Almost there. I was right there. The door was open right when I got ready to pray. Somehow or another the wind blew and it shut and locked. Almost there. Just trying to get a good job. And I get in the room and they go ahead and do the interview later. Tells you that, ooh, this looks good. But right before you die, they just hired somebody else. You have been here a few weeks earlier. You were almost there. And what happens is when you're trying to get to one destination to another destination, there's a lot of things that pops up in that almost there situation. And during that point, you can get aggravated. Many folks have said, I was trying to make it back to the hospital. Trying to make it back to the nursing home. But at in the point of almost there, my loved one went home. Almost there. And right there is where we get stuck because we feel bad, we feel guilty because we take upon our own self and say that if I would have done it another way, I would have been there. And I'll talk to you a little bit about this almost there thing because I want you to understand that things took place before you started your move. Can I get away with that? Your almost there situation have everything to do with God. When I look at Joseph, I see Joseph here. Joseph was in the house of Potiphar doing good. Get a shame. But the head state had proved himself to be trustworthy. And right at the point of doing good, he thought that he was on his foot, and then something happened.
And Joseph now is angry because of what took place. Joseph, is hauled out to prison by Potiphar. And he's angry, he's upset because he said, "Lord, I was on my feet. I was standing on my feet. I was doing good. Even though incarcerated, I was the head slave boy. And doing good over Potiphar's house. And then I was falsely accused. And now I'm back where I started from." He said, now I'm in prison with other prisoners. He says here that I've been through some stuff. And Joseph, the figure at this name here, is that his brothers have sold him. He said that his stuff's out there. They had leave him on a platform like a slave with chains on. He says, I'm upset because I've gotten to a place where I accepted where I was, and Lord, prosperity and prosperous came from you, and everything you gave me, it blessed Potiphar's house. He said, but something happened, and now I'm in prison. Lord, what's wrong? What did I do? He says here, I started out as a young boy in the house, and the whole time in the house, my brothers never liked me. At 17 years old, they plot to kill me and throw me in a pit. They leave me there. Now, the Midianites come and take me to Egypt, separate me from my family, put me on a stage and sell me as a slave, take me into a foreign country, and now I'm here and I've earned myself to be just a little bit better, but now, and here I am in my early 20s, I'm back in prison. He says here, Lord, what did I do? This was a devastating blow to Joseph. Joseph here said, the little dignity that I had, I lost. He said, because, Lord, you said you was going to be with me. And I'm reminded, Lord, that when I was a child, I did have dreams that I was going to be the head and not the tail. And I got over that when I was sold. I got over that in the house, watch this. He said, now least as a slave, watch this, I had others with me. But now I'm in prison, locked in a dark, cold place. Oh my God, not only separated from my family, but now separated from the leadership that I had. Joseph says here, I have to look back and see that I've been through some things. He said, I don't understand that I did the right thing. I tried to do the right thing. But every time I move forward, it seemed like something knocked me back down. Anybody know what Joseph's talking about? You move a little farther, but then something knocks you back down. But you have been told by God that he was taking you somewhere, but it seemed like he's not taking you somewhere because of your orbit. Anybody here ever feel like you had fallback tonight? That you shouldn't have quit that job? You should have stayed where you were? Come on. Anybody know that you should have never left from the house you had? What was you thinking when you moved to this new house in better neighborhood? And now you got a mortgage higher than it was with that old little check you had. How many of y'all sometimes feel like that? Can I tell you something? Stop feeling like that. What's the thing here? Joseph placed in the situation because Joseph knew what it was like to be separated from society. He knew what it was like to be separated from Jackie. In other words, he understands that when Jackie rises up against you and they reject you, he knew what that was like. He had already been in that position. You know what it was like when folk reject you, even in your job, reject you wherever you go. There are always a gang of folk that want to hurt you. Every time you move to another position, there's always something waiting there. They're trying to knock you down. You earned your way, you worked your way, you went to school, and yet you find yourself not in the place you thought your dream told you to be. And sometimes you get discouraged because when you do get something, you settle for it, and it ain't really what you thought you were going to have, but then something knocks you off your feet, and you get to spark it all over again. God told Joseph, watch it, Joseph. You know what it's like now to be idle. You know what it's like now to be separated from your family. You know what it's like now to be in charge of things and somebody else get the blessing. Help me, somebody. God said, I moved you from the position you were because you're almost dead. Help me, somebody. When I go back to the text, I forget the text. The text says, and that means he was in prison. I can't help but verse 21, chapter 39, chapter 39 and verse 21 said, but the Lord was with Joseph. Good God Almighty. Watch this. He says, Joseph, everywhere you went, I was with you. Help me, somebody. He said, when you went in the pit, I was with you. When you got out of the pit, I brought you out. He said, I took you to Egypt and I placed you on the platform because I wanted you to know that wherever you go, whether you're up or down, I'll always be there. God says, and then I sent you to Potiphar's house because Potiphar is next to the king. You don't hear me. He said, I went with you to Potiphar's house to bless Potiphar's house so that Potiphar would understand that he first had to see God in you. Oh, you don't hear me. He said, I wasn't trying to get the soldiers to see who you were. I wanted the captain to know who you were and the God that you serve. Help me, somebody. He says, that I placed you there to have prosperity come his way through you so you can understand that God can prosper you in somebody else's situation. Oh, you don't hear me. God says, I want you to understand that if you're prosperous here, helping somebody else, just imagine what it would be like if you had your own business. God said, I'm blessing you here so you can figure out that I really want to give you your own. Oh, help me, somebody. Too many folk are in here today that don't think they have what it takes to get what you need, but I'm somebody tell you that God has already shown you why you do ritual for somebody else. Just think. If you step out on faith, just think. If you step out on God, just think. And if you believe that God can bless you in somebody else's situation, that God can bless you with your own. We have too many folk in here that don't believe they can step out on your own. Oh, help me, somebody. I ain't trying to tell you to go to quit tomorrow, but I am trying to tell you, you got what it takes. It's already in you. You trying to do like it for somebody else instead of stepping out on your own faith. I serve a God that has thousands of hills filled of candles. Can I get a witness here? I have a God that can bless my hands, bless my thoughts. Can I get a witness? If I think it, it'll come to pass. God wants us to learn how to step out on faith. against somebody. You trapped in somebody else's truck, but you got the money to buy your own truck. You got a contract, but you ain't really making what the owner made. I come today to tell you that God said you can be the head and not the tail. I stop by to tell you that God said prosperity comes from him. I stop by to tell you to go back and take your test over. I come back to tell you, go back and apply for the loan, because God said the next time you go back, it's going to be all right.
You got to
encourage yourself. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And let God place him there so that he can encourage yourself. Because when God gets you to your bare point, folks don't say, look at you, you think you're something. You think you're doing nothing, baby. I am doing something. I'm doing it. So you don't have to like me. You don't have to tell me I'm doing a good job. Because I'm not trying to impress you. I'm trying to get the mission complete. So I've got to encourage myself. But he had to learn how not to be a dollar. Can I get a witness here? God placed him in prison so that he can learn how not to doubt everything. Can I get a witness? Because the devil will place things in your head and let you doubt to a hell of a make it to your dare place. In the point of almost dare, when things knock you off your knees, when things knock you down again. Can I tell you, don't doubt that God won't get you there. Can I get away with this here? It may seem like it's a setback, but it's not a setback, it's a setup. Because God is trying to get into my damn point. I'm up to your neighbor saying, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Don't doubt, don't doubt. Don't doubt, don't doubt that you don't get there. Because I'm trusting in God. God told me I'm going to make it. God told me I'm going to get there. Even though I'm in a setup, seems like a setback situation, but actually I'm in training. I'm almost there. Ah, help me somebody. The next thing I want you to understand, stay positive. Say everything's going to be all right. Say I'm going to make it. How can I get out of this situation? Say I'm going to get out. Don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm going to stay positive. I'm not going to say nothing negative, because if I say something negative, watch this. The next thing is I'm not calling my tongue. Because my tongue is a lethal weapon. The word of God told me is life and death in my tongue. So in the process of staying positive, I gotta make sure I guard my tongue. I gotta tell myself, I see a door opening. Even if you don't seem like it, believe that God's gonna crack the wall. Believe that God's gonna bring you out of the condition that you're in. Can I get a witness here? King Lashane, I want to speak up for you, the Father. It's to grow up. Stop crying and stop complaining about where you are. Can I get a witness here? Grow up and believe that God wants you to make it. Grow up and stop talking about what folk have done and start saying about what the law has done. Grow up and get out of your childlike mind thinking. Grow up and stop thinking about and talking about other Christians. Grow up and believe that God is the same God that blessed King David, that the same God can bless you and I. Can I get a witness here? Can I tell you it's time to grow up and be a woman? Grow up and be a man. Grow up and stop playing on this and doing that. And grow up in the Lord and get some meat in your bones. Get some meat in your spirit. Stop living on a lukewarm situation. Stop thinking it's all about a traditional thing. Stop thinking that you can't have church unless you have a long dress on. Grow up, grow up, grow up. And stop believing that I can have church. I can have church in low ground. If you don't want me to have church here, I can have church on the corner here. If you don't want me to have church here, because when I think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, I can't help but to have church. Can I get a witness here? You got to grow up and stop thinking about that the young folk are trying to take over everything. Baby, it's all him that brought you over. And I'm going to witness here, but it won't take more than a whole kid of to help some of our young children today. So we're going to have to get together and grow up and do like the oracle, second oracle of faith. See that we're going to have to come together in unity because we serve a God that has the Holy Spirit and Jesus right in one at the same time. If the church will come together, then we will hold those there. Can I hear this here? I don't want to go too far, but I want you to understand here. When I look at the text and I say, almost there, I'm almost to my destiny. I'm almost there, my blessings. I'm almost again in a position that the Lord has called me to be in. I'm almost there. And it seems like I got a whole lot of things that's in my way. It's like I got a whole lot of folk that's in my way. But I'm almost there. Just a little while longer. And I get ready to go, I'm going to tell you something. That Joseph was there in the prison. And he had a lot of hatred and anger for his brethren. And God had to show him that you can't hate your brethren. He had a layer like onions and layers on his heart. God had to rub off the layers of hatred for his brothers. God had to take off the layers of animosity towards his brothers. Joseph said, they wanted to kill me. They put me in a pit. They called me to be sold. They put me in Potiphar's house. And now in prison. But the Lord says, it's not your brother's house. It's not the same on the house. It's not Potiphar's house. Fault is not his wife's fault. But God said, even Joseph, it's not even about you. It's all about God. You see, when you see that whatever you're going through, it's about the Lord. It's about training you up to get you ready for the Lord's purpose. Then you will find out you're almost there. When I get told to stop complaining, stop pointing the finger, you're almost there. When I get told to start believing that God's going to fix it, you're almost there. When I get told to believe that God's in your plan, that God's in your mess, that God's in your trouble, you're almost there. Can I tell you something? It's hard to accept what we're going through, but it's easy to believe that the Lord, he all needs. And to hold on to that will lie long and hold out and trust in the Lord, he'll make everything all right. The word is called perseverance. You got to press on, even in a pit. When he looked around, he said, how can I get out of a closed place? How can I see my ways in a dark pit? I tell you how, the Lord is the door, the Lord is the light, the Lord is the way maker, the Lord is the home fixer, the Lord is the doctor, the Lord is the lawyer, the Lord is the judge. Is anybody here? I'm almost there. I don't look like it, and sometimes I don't feel like it, but I'm holding on to the Lord's hands, and Oh, I got some things in the way. But if I can just learn how to love and say, excuse me, I'm almost there. And you simply gotta get back up and say, if I can reach, I'm almost there. I ain't got there yet, but I'm gonna get there. And I heard somebody say, no weapons. Come against me, shall be able to prosper. I won't go there, church. I beg you to tell your neighbor, you're almost there. You're trying to get there, you're trying. You're being patient. You're keeping your mouth shut. You're still reading your Bibles. You're still praying, you're almost there. Don't flunk the test. Don't flunk boot camp. Stay in the training. Because we can get there. But in time, we're gonna have. When you get there, I'm gonna shout like I've never shouted. When I get there, I'm gonna call it.